Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Alan Mates is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the guy who runs Radiant One agency out of Chi-Town, and operates his business all over the country, halfway around the world, helping companies not unlike yours and mine put their best foot forward. Alan, you want to give us a website?
Yes, the website is www.radiant-1.com.
All right.
Radiant-1.com.
Hope you'll check that out, folks, and see what they got going on there. Alan, when we went to the break, I want to clear one thing up. I was asking you, we're talking about inbound marketing, outbound marketing, and I wanted to make sure people realize that when we talk about marketing, you're talking about real prospect development, customer development, if not a call to action, pretty darn close to call to action, which is differentiated, and when we're talking about online, outbound and inbound, that's differentiated between where you're building communities and trying to nurture relationships with people in social media communities, right?
Yeah, I mean, social media, depending on how a company or a brand or a product or a service are using it, can most definitely be construed as inbound marketing. I mean, inbound typically refers to marketing activities that bring the visitor in rather than the marketer going out to get the prospect's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So inbound earns the attention of customers, and it makes the company easier to be found and draws those customers to whether it's your website or your content.
Right.
And communities can do that. So if communities are run effectively, and there's engagement by both the customer audience as well as the product and service versus the product and service forcing out all the messages in the community, then it can be construed as inbound. What we see, however, is many of the communities that companies, products, and brands try to build, they're simply a forum for them to push out their own message.
Right.
And that's where the confusion comes in. It's not
which
really
doesn't
inbound.
Set well with communities.
It
with
does not.
Social media communities. And so that's the reason why it's important, folks, to make sure that when you're marketing, that you realize that there's a different approach to community building than there is. For example, you could be in a community developing and nurturing relationships in that community to build brand awareness, to make people want to give you a chance to do business with them in the middle of the page, while on the right of the page is an actual ad that would be outbound marketing, right?
That's correct.
And people would look at your contribution to the community in the middle, and they'd nod their head approvingly. They'd look at the ad on the right, which is clearly an ad that you paid for, and they're not gonna gig you for that. But if somehow your message in the right hand column, the ad, found its way into the community building, it would not be favorable.
That's correct. Again, many of these communities, the host of the communities is not really an active participant. And that's what they either need to be a participant and engage in the conversation and not directing the conversation for it to be true inbound marketing and to get those customers and advocates engaged.
Talk to us about analytics. Help us understand
analytics, especially as we learn more about how small businesses are going to market. You know, analytics play a more important role. You know, marketing is becoming more and more of a science, although there is still most definitely an art to it. Much of what we do, because it is in this digital world, is measurable. Mm-hmm. And what we like to talk to our small business clients and our large enterprise clients about is the ability to get data on every communication, every interaction, and every transaction that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for instance, you're running an email campaign, we not only want to look at open rates, but we want to understand who opened it. Did they click or download what we wanted them to click on or download? If they clicked on a link, did they go there? How long did they stay? Where did they come? Where did they go out? And where did they leave? And to understand the various behaviors that are taking place across these digital channels will help us market better the next time out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, analytics is going to lead us to getting better and better at what we do to engage customers in our marketing activities and ultimately to sell more of our product or service.
And this is something, analytics is something that most small business owners need help with, with people who are analytics pros.
That's very true. And I'm going to say, but however, many of the email marketing automation engines, whether it be Acton, Constant
right.
Contact, Infusionsoft, any of them, Google, all have analytic packages with their offering.
You can see how many were opened, how many were bounced, how many you can see all that, how many click-throughs. You can see a lot of that. But I still encourage you folks this is activity you need to do. But I do encourage you to find someone who's at least a little bit of a pro to help you with this, because I want you to keep doing your business and letting the pros like Alan and his organization help you with navigate this. It's not complicated. It's just if you do it right, you need a little bit of help, I think. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.